Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into our weekly podcast on LovelandTigers.org. I'm Greg Waddell for ESP Media and Sidearm Sports, and here with the athletic director, Brian Knatzer at Loveland High School. Brian, how was your weekend? How are things going in this nice spring, kind of early April?
Hi, Greg, it's a good week, and I hope yours as well. Thanks for having us and showcasing Loveland Athletics. We are looking forward to the weather this week. Looks like we've got some break in the weather, especially during the middle of the week. So we're excited to get on the field and up on the turf.
Yeah, actually had a pretty decent week weather-wise last week as well. And you mentioned the turf and the fields. Well, why don't we start with the track and field first off and kind of get an update on how both varsity boys and girls track is starting to fare here early on.
Yeah, our boys and girls track are off to a big start. They both landed first place in the Moeller Invitational.
At nice.
Mount St. Joe last week. Yeah, very excited about that. We've had Kendall Ewert. It was the ECC athlete of the week last week, so she got a little shout out. And if I can, just name a couple of these kids.
Absolutely.
Well, so on our boys' side, Quinn James got first in the discus and second in the shot. Kate Smeller cleared 13 feet on the pole vault for first place. Brenton Faust, first place in the 200, and Greg Ballman wins the 2 mile. So boys track is really strong, and both boys and girls are heading to Mount Healthy this week on Thursday. A couple things on the girls' side. Sarah Clanky got first in the high jump, and Megan Korniak was second in the high jump. Mia Brines was first in a long jump, and Horrigan was first in the pole vault. And Caitlin Andrews, who was at state last year, placed first in the 100 and the 200. Jess Gibbons on the long distance side got first in the 1600, and Ellie Carr first place in the 800. And this week, ECC Player of the Week is Sarah Clanky as well. So excited for our track and field event.
Holy cow, we started right at the top, and that's all gangbusters there. That is outstanding. And being part of that Moeller Invitational too, that's pretty heavy competition. So to have those kind of results with that kind of competition, that's saying something.
Yeah, we've got 140 kids strong on both sides, so you know that's kudos to our junior high for developing it. And that by the time we get up here, you know the coaches that we have at all these levels are fantastic, and we're excited.
Absolutely. So, well, congrats to all those athletes. Let's go to the tennis courts, and a lot of success there for the boys as well. They started their season off a week ago, and it was a pretty nice first week of the season.
Yeah, our boys tennis are doing real well. We're older this year. We're bigger. We're stronger this year. We've had wins over West Anderson and Elder last week. We head to Milford and Kings this week. Big shout out to Connor Rubel and Sam Greenberg, who've really been holding strong on that first and second court singles. And Matt Huther and Ethan Libby, who are first doubles. They're just doing a fantastic job. And we're doing well in the ECC at the start, so good for those guys.
Absolutely so, and looking ahead to this week, too, it gets no easier with St. Xavier today, weather pending, and hopefully it looks like it should hold up today. So anytime a match against the St. X on the tennis court, that's a really good match. That's going to be really, really good tennis, I would imagine.
Got to bring your A game.
Yeah, exactly. And then Milford on Tuesday on the home courts on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Milford Tuesday. The Talawanda will come over on Wednesday. And then playing against the Moeller on Thursday. They'll do that over at the Blue Ash Rec Center. So best of luck to the tennis guys. But boy, nice start for those young men. And that's good. When you can get out to a fast start like that, that certainly makes things go a lot smoother as you kind of move along. So. How about the volleyball side of things? Let's go inside. The only indoor sport, you don't have to worry about the weather or anything, that the guys get to play inside. They only had, one match thus far?
That is correct. Went against West Claremont High School. This week, though, we're at Princeton, Milford, Sycamore, and Walnut Hills. But we've got an ECC Athlete of the Week already, Jace Nibbins, who had 13 kills this past week. And, is leading that team for boys volleyball. So we're excited. We got a good team, very athletic team. So we are ready to do business both home and away all week.
And boys volleyball is really, really an exciting sport, too. If you've never had a chance to catch up with it and watch some of it, it is really fast-paced, and it really is a lot of fun to watch. So best of luck to those guys. And if you get a chance to go out, and for those of you maybe who haven't seen it, go out there and support the guys. You really will be amazed watching how hard they can hit, the sets, the spikes, and the blocks, all of it. It really is a lot of fun to watch. So another sport that I've really kind of gotten into over the last couple of years, and it's the lacrosse thing. I was kind of a newbie to the sport a couple of years ago, but boys and girls, lacrosse here in the early going, a little bit of a tough start here, but that's another fantastic sport with a lot of action if you like to go out and watch things like that.
We're off to a slow start, but they're trying to bring things together, both the boys and the girls. A lot of shots on goal for Ben Wanger. He's on the leaderboard for the ECC with 54 saves. We had a ECC win over Anderson. We go against Indian Hill Monday. Then we head out to Milford on Wednesday. But we're doing some good things. We've got Sean McElveen, who had 7 goals and 2 assists against Anderson, and he's the ECC Athlete of the Week. So we've got plenty of athletic kids in there that are starting to learn. We got a new coach starting to learn that system, and we see that taking off. And on the girls' side of things, we had a win over Indian Hill and Anderson, and we've got a busy week coming up. Earthline today, and we got head out to Milford and Lebanon this week. Hannah Wanger, who had 7 goals and 2 assists, was an ECC Player of the Week for the win over Anderson. So we've got everything's there, ready to go. We just got to put it in place and
right.
Head out strong.
Hey, let's stay with the girls on the softball side of things. How are things there in the early going so far?
Starting out a little slow with softball. We had Kings and Walnut Hills, but we've got we've got kids that are on the leaderboard. So Caitlin Kramer's at 4 home runs.
Wow.
Olivia McClellan has 24 strikeouts, and Caitlin Kramer is also the ECC Player of the Week last week. So all the parts are there. They're just trying to piece it together and put together a little run for themselves.
And we wish them all the best of luck. And then for finally, still in the spring side of things, the baseball guys, well, they had a shootout the other night. Lots of runs scored, unfortunately, coming up on the wrong side.
Yeah. Again, we've split with Anderson. Kings has one up on us today, or this past weekend on Friday. We head out to there as well. We head to Walnut Hills this week. We've had plenty of kids up on the leaderboard, so they're competing. Ian Cox is right about at 500. Shane Kruzniak, he had 9 RBIs batted in. Zach Ziegle, one of our pitchers, 14 strikeouts. Shane Kruzniak was also Player of the Week for the ECC, going 7 out of 9 in the first 3 games with 6 RBIs. So the kids are there. The kids are battling. We just got to put it together as a team. And once that happens, Greg, we're going to have, a lot of things are going to happen for the Tigers here.
You have a lot of good things still to come. That's what we are certainly hoping for. So, well, best of luck this week to baseball, to softball, and to all the athletes this week. Brian, appreciate your time as always, and we look forward to catching up with you guys again next week.
Greg, I look forward to it next week, and go Tigers.
There you go. Thank you, Brian Knatzer, the athletic director at Loveland High School. Appreciate you listening in to our Loveland Athletic Director podcast on lovelandtigers.org. I'm Greg Waddell for ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.